Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul. Hi, everybody. It's July 21st, 2021. Welcome to Wednesday night here at Grace Tabernacle online. I wanted to give a shout out to my mom. Today happens to be her 89th birthday. So when you see her on Sundays, if you know her, go up and say happy birthday to her. That would certainly encourage her heart. And I also want us to draw near to God and learn how to listen to God tonight. That's what I want to talk to you about, listening to God. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you that we can pray anytime, anywhere, with our voice, with our mind, just with thoughts, and you hear us. We thank you, God. But more important than that, Father, we pray that now that we would have ears to hear and listen to what you're saying back to us, and help the one who's listening tonight to listen to you and draw near to you. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to talk to you about the art of listening to God. One of the first accounts in the Bible where someone actually hears God speaking to them was a young man by the name of Samuel, the first prophet of Israel. In fact, his name literally means the Lord hears. Samuel means that, the Lord hears. And as a young boy, when he was dedicated by his mother Hannah to the Lord, he was given to the Lord by her, and he served in the temple under the priest named Eli. And one evening late at night, as he's lying down in the temple, he heard a voice call his name. He got up thinking it was Eli calling him. So he goes to Eli and says, "You called me, sir? What do you need?" And Eli said, "It wasn't me. I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So this happened three times. And on the third time, Eli says the scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 8, says, "Then Eli understood that the Lord was calling to the boy. And he tells the boy, go back and lie down. And the next time you hear this voice say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And this began the adventure and the journey for a young boy named Eli, actually hearing God talk to him. And the problem for Samuel was not that he couldn't hear God. He could hear God, but he didn't understand that it was God talking to him. And I find that interesting because usually in our adventure of learning to hear and recognize the voice of God, it's not that God's not speaking. The problem is on our end and not understanding that it is God talking to us or recognizing that it's God talking to us. And so I want to talk to you tonight about how to listen to God. I'll share with you how I do this, and maybe you can glean something from it and hopefully get better in the art of listening. All that's really needed to begin with is a willingness to try honestly to listen to God. And how you listen to God is basically, first of all, by faith, understanding that God is alive, and he always has been, always will be, and he has been talking to you, just like Samuel did not recognize or understand that it was the Lord talking to him. God has been talking to you throughout your life, and you've just probably not understood the ways or the times or the means in which he was talking to you. God knows everything about you, and he can do anything, and he's everywhere at the same time. So in this journey of learning to listen to God, and if you're going to try this honestly, I would say you need a couple of tools to begin with. One, you need to set a time and a place where you can get alone with God. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "When you pray, go into your closet and shut the door. In other words, it's time to give God your undivided attention if you're serious about this. Now, you can pray on the run. You can pray while you're driving. You can pray while you're talking or people are talking to you or whatever. You certainly can do that. But there needs to be a designated time and a place where you get alone with God without interruptions. You turn off your phone or you don't take it with you. And you at least give a certain amount of designated time, preferably in the early morning before you begin your day, before you start hearing a bunch of other voices. And you get alone with God, you shut the door, and you purposely seek after listening to God. So find a comfortable place, set a designated time, take with you some tools. Of course, take your Bible with you. That's God's word to you. God may want to speak to you through the written word, as he does so often. I suggest taking a journal with you or a book or a pad of paper, and take a pen with you. Now, the way I do it's not the way everybody needs to do this, but I suggest you do this. I suggest that you mark at the top of the page the day, the date, and I take a black pen or a blue pen, and I start to write down my thoughts to God, my conversation to God. And this book is not for anybody to read. It's just a record for you to keep. So it's not something you're writing to make sure your grammar's right and your printing looks good and all that, but just keeping a record. So I begin to write down in my journal just some things I want to say to God, like, "Good morning, God. I'm glad you know everything about me, my motives, my ambitions, and the issues that I have. And I ask you to help me make progress today. I'm listening for you. What guidance do you have for me today?" And then I put the pen down and I just listen. I literally stop and I listen. I keep my eyes open. I look around. I'm sitting usually on my back porch in the backyard in a chair. It might be some birds. It might be some trees. It may be just something I notice. I just be still and I listen. And I remember I've asked God a question. "What do you have to say to me today? What guidance do you have for me today?" And then I take a red pen, and the red pen is for what impressions or thoughts or ideas that I think, you know, God is giving back to me. And here it's very, very important. After you become still and quiet, you need to listen. Then you need to write. Writing is very, very important. And here you relax, you tune in to God, you've opened your heart to God, and you listen. Now let your mind go loose. I mean, let God do the talking now for you. And here's where you begin to write down things. And this is the key to the whole process, is writing slows your mind down because you think much faster and you speak faster than you can write. So writing slows your mind down, which we need to slow down. So write down everything that comes into your mind, everything. Writing down things is a recording that you can remember things later. So don't try to sort out or edit your thoughts. Just, you know, don't say to yourself, "Well, this is not important. This is just an ordinary thought. This can't be guidance. This isn't nice. This can't be from God. Or this is just me thinking." Write down everything that passes through your mind. You've asked God a question. Names of people, things to do, things to say, things that maybe need to be made right or whatever. Just write down everything. This is really important. Okay. So as you write down things, thoughts are going to come to you rapidly, fast, and they'll escape you quickly if you don't write something down so you capture it. You go back later, you can go back and reread your writing there and test your thoughts. But usually when God begins to speak to you, maybe it's a word or a phrase or a sentence, it comes as a flow. And you go with the flow by writing. So as you write, you stay in the flow. Just write. And some days, you'll notice in red in my journal here, there's a lot of things that I can say here. Some pages, you'll see almost whole pages of red. And other places where there's just not that much. And so it's different every single day. And so I suggest to you that you begin to write down. Like this morning, for example, I wrote down, this is what I believe God was saying to me. Listen to me. Listening to me is how you overcome anything. This is what I believe the Lord was saying to me. I'm everywhere, all the time, in everything. You can find me if you seek me with your whole heart. So then I asked God a question after that little pause. I said, what does it take for me to do this? He said, and I wrote down and read, it takes love. Love will conquer and overcome your fears. And I said, how do I grow in love? I wrote out the question, how do I grow in love? He said, looking at me, not focusing on yourself, by faith seeing him who's invisible. That's a scripture in Hebrews. So I'm just showing you this as an example. And you don't have to do this my way, but I suggest that you get something to write down and capture thoughts. Now you can go back, like I said, later and edit and say, well, that really wasn't from God and this was from God. You'll test those things later. So many times God will say something to you that is an action for you to obey. You may just out of the blue, something comes that wasn't even on your radar of thinking to act on something, to call someone, to do something. And those are things that you need to take action on. So carry out the thoughts that have come to you. You know, a rudder on the ship will not do any good to steer that ship unless the ship is moving. So once you believe you've heard something, whether it's a correction or make restitution or give an apology or go do something, then start moving. And if you're wrong in that, God will correct you. But he doesn't guide a parked car or a ship that stays in the dock. You got to start moving. So as you start moving, then God may make a correction here or there. But then you'll discover the joy that, wow, God really was leading me. And people say, well, what about if I don't hear anything from God or recognize anything from God? Sometimes we do have blockages that hinder us. And usually a blockage hindering us comes from something that God has told us to do that we haven't obeyed yet. We haven't done something that he's told us to do. And as a result of that, that can hinder this process of you not hearing for any further from God because God's given you a directive and given you something to do. What about mistakes? Will I possibly make a mistake in hearing God? Yes, you will. I have and still do make mistakes. And I think God told me this. And then I find out later that, no, that really wasn't God. That was just something that I came up with or whatever. But God will always honor your sincerity. And he'll even work through your mistakes. When you make a mistake, he'll work through that and make good come out of that. So the results you will see will become phenomenal, probably little successes and little things here at the beginning. And then over a period of time, these things, this acts of obedience and listening to God turns into greater things. And you'll have all kinds of stories to tell for the very rest of your life. Now, I want to say this to you and understand, when you are a person, the man or woman who belongs to God, who's becoming more spiritual and less guided by your five physical senses of your body, because we're told that we walk this life out by faith and not by sight. So the more you become more spiritual and listening to God and obeying God, then you will begin to see things that the average person just does not see. And you'll begin to hear and recognize the things God's saying to you that just go right by other people. They don't pick up on it, but you heard God through this. So it's because you're paying more attention. You're listening and obeying. So there's a big difference between hearing and listening. And now you're starting to really listen. And you're like Samuel, who begins to understand that it's just God talking to me. And then it's wonderful to hear God, but God wants a two-way conversation. You know, when we were little, you might have been told by your parents or loved one to say, now go say your prayers. And that's fine. That's a good place to start, to say your prayers. But that's just talking at God. And God wants to have a conversation with you. Prayer is to be a two-way conversation. He wants to be involved in your life. He wants to hear you, even though he knows everything about you. Knows what you're going to say before you say it, Psalm 139. But at the same time, this is part of our growth and maturity is we have a two-way thing going with God, a conversation. Prayer should be a two-way conversation. You talk some, You stop and you listen. You ask questions. You ask for guidance. You ask for correction. You ask for understanding. You ask for wisdom. Then you wait. Be still for a moment. Stay engaged. Stay in faith. Stay focused. And as you listen to God, and you start to recognize and pick up on the ways he's talking to you through thoughts, maybe through a scripture you read, you might hear God through the voice of somebody else that in your day who just says something. It's a phrase or a certain word they say that they may not mean what you pick up on out of it, but because you're a spiritual person, you hear things that other people don't hear. And I'm not saying hearing things like spooky things out there, but I'm talking about you pick up on what God is saying to you through a variety of the ways that he has to speak to you. Through nature, through creation, through incidents, through a television show, through a song, or just through a thought. And it begins to become really exciting because now you're tuned in. And so you begin to get phenomenal results that other people who are not listening to God don't get. Someone said, when man listens, God speaks. So I just want to challenge you to start now, start today, start first thing in the morning, set a time, set your alarm, give God 30 minutes, just get along with him and intend to listen to him. Tell him, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to listen. Help me to listen. He will help you. Because when man listens, God speaks for anybody. He's no respecter of persons. He'll speak to you the same way he speaks to me. And when man obeys what he believes God is speaking to him, that's when God acts. He does something supernatural and wonderful when we simply obey what we believe he's telling us to do. So this is an important part of your journey. I encourage you to listen to God. Samuel is just a good Old Testament example of hearing God but not understanding that it was God. Maybe that's where you are tonight, so I want to encourage you with that. Jesus is the one who said in the book of John, he said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So if you're a sheep, you belong to Jesus, you're his sheep, you're born again, you have within you the capacity. The Holy Spirit merged with your human spirit now has the capacity to be able to hear God. It's not a weird thing. It's a perfectly natural thing. It's a weird thing when you have the capacity to hear God, but you're not hearing him. So you need to tune in, block out the static of all these other voices that are in the world, the media and all that. Get alone with God. Get quiet. Get still. But expect him to talk to you. And he will. He will honor that. He will honor anyone's sincere attempt to listen to him. So I'm going to encourage you this middle of the week to listen to God and pay attention to what he wants to show you. And it may not just be in the quiet time. If you primed yourself that day to listen to God, you may not hear anything for that 30 minutes. But it may be as you go throughout your day, you realize God's showing you this. God's sending you this person in your life to help you, or sending you to help them. And you'll get the understanding that sometimes God's voice is not always a thought in our head. Sometimes it's something we actually see and recognize that God's communicating to us. Well, I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I look forward to sharing with you a new series starting this Sunday that it's finished, and talking to you about this new covenant that we're in, that God has done it all. So I'll share more with you about that this Sunday. So let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the ones watching tonight. It's not a coincidence. It's not an accident. You said the steps of a good man or the righteous man, the man of God, are ordained by the Lord. And so I believe that those who made their steps to listen to this broadcast tonight are here because of a divine appointment. So I trust that you'll take this word, speak it into their lives, and encourage them to listen for you. You have much to say. You love us so much. You certainly want to talk to us. So thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good night. I hope this will encourage your heart. Okay. Bye-bye.